Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game. And the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank. And the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see that Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no protect charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking. And great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers score on their last two drives of the first half to take a six-point lead, 14-8 over the USA Patriots. USA finding the end zone once, and that was in the waning moments of the first quarter. It's been back and forth. Lakers with the slight edge at halftime. We'll have all the details coming up on your post on your halftime show on the WLW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, Doug Cole from Lakers, 14-8 over USA.
Huron Auto Parts, your auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe, is your source for both easy and hard-to-find parts for cars, heavy-duty trucks, off-road, marine, lawn and garden equipment, and more. They have access to over 1.9 million parts and accessories in auto value warehouse inventory, including paint and body supplies, performance parts, parts for imports, and snowplow parts. That's at Huron Auto Parts, your go-to auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe. Long before becoming your auto value store, Huron Auto Parts live by the motto,
service is the difference. We get it.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on michiganthumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to michiganthumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to michiganthumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's michiganthumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at michiganthumb.com and click on Prep Zone.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware in Bad Axe.
Did you know that reaching for an object while driving increases your chances of crashing by eightfold? Or that texting while driving makes an accident 23 times more likely? October is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and Thumb Cellular wants you to be aware of those scary statistics. While waiting until you're parked is the safest way to use your phone, a hands-free device can keep your hands on the wheel and eyes on the road. All month, Thumb Cellular is offering 10 to 25% off all hands-free accessories to help you drive safer. Yes, even on Apple AirPods. In addition to those safe driving specials, you can upgrade to a new smartphone and get a $50 credit or add a new line and get a $100 credit. Plus, save on select iPhone XR and iPhone 11 models while supplies last. For more details, go to thumbcellular.com/deals or visit their offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Don't forget your mask. Terms and conditions apply. Offers are valid through October 31st, 2020. Smartphone discounts and account credits require a 2-year contract.
WLW Sports at the half finds the Elkton Pigeon Bay Port Lakers leading the USA Patriots 14-8 after 24 minutes to play. Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us how we got to this score?
Started with the road team. USA Patriots Braylon Ballard scores on a 65-yard touchdown run, and Gettle with a two-point pass to Keegan Bixman is good, and USA, after the end of one quarter, would have an 8-0 lead. The second quarter, though, all Lakers. They start with an Ethan Wisner 2-yard run. Quarterback keeper for the two-point conversion is good. We're all knotted up at 8 apiece with 11 to go in the second quarter. And late in the first half, McCain hits Kretschmer on a 15-yard TD pass. The two-point run by Wisner falls short. And that's how your first half would end, with a Lakers 14-point unanswered second quarter. They lead USA 14-8.
When you take a look at the offensive production for both squads, Lakers with 132 yards of total offense, USA with 100. Lakers has ran 10 more plays than the USA Patriots, 27-17. USA, 16 carries, 100 yards. They've attempted to pass the ball once, that fell incomplete. So 17 total plays, 100 yards. They're averaging 5.9 yards per play. For the Elkton Pigeon Bay Port Lakers, 25 carries for 110 yards. Two completions on two attempts for 22 yards, including a score. So altogether, 27 plays for 132 yards, averaging 4.9 yards per play, 1 yard less than the USA Patriots. Leading the rushing attack for the Lakers would be Logan Callison-Russell, 5 carries for 48 yards. Zach Kretschmer, 8 carries for 37 yards. Ethan Wisner, 10 yards and 29 hard-fought yards for the sophomore. And Connor McCain, 2 carries for loss of 4. On for the USA Patriots, Braylon Ballard, 3 carries for 66 yards, most of those coming all in one shot, including 65 yards of those, all on one run. Connor Gettle, quarterback, fullback, doing it all tonight, also the punter and kicker, 7 carries for 22 yards for Connor Gettle, and Walker Foley, 6 carries for 12 yards. Ethan Engelhart attempted one pass, and then he had to sit out of the game due to a knee. He will not return. Braylon Ballard was his target on that one, incomplete through the hands. Dave Hansen, what are your thoughts here?
Well, you look at the USA offense. If you take away the 65-yard run that Braylon Ballard has, that leaves 35 yards of total offense for the USA Patriots, and 19 of that came on a Connor Gettle run when Engelhart was still in the game. So since Engelhart has left and you take away the Braylon Ballard run, this USA offense has been extremely quiet, and that credit is to the Lakers' defensive front, as they are stopping them on first down, creating havoc, forcing them to try play-action pass, amongst other things, which has led to multiple sacks and tackles for loss, forcing USA to play second down and long, and third down sometimes even longer.
Ethan Wisner, of course, with one rushing touchdown, a 2-yard run. Braylon Ballard, the 65-yard run in for the score. And then Zach Kretschmer bringing in the first touchdown pass from Connor McCain in his career as on varsity for 15 yards in for the touchdown. 14-8 Lakers over USA. Now, Dave, Ethan Engelhart, you know, you have that injury. Suddenly your starting quarterback is out. Kind of changes your whole perspective on the game. Connor Gettle has to kind of pick the duties up even more than what he's normally used to. What does that have to do on how does that affect the rest of the team?
It affects everything, because the entire offensive game plan now shifts one player over, and that seems minor, but it's completely different. Now, I will say I thought Connor Gettle did an absolutely great job taking over at quarterback, because you know how many reps he had this week playing quarterback? None.
Zero.
Yeah, you know how many he's had this year? None. I don't know how many he's ever taken, except maybe goofing around in the backyard. So he's done an excellent job taking the reins. He's got the ball in the right position. You haven't noticed any mistakes on the offensive side. The problem is he is one less weapon to hand the ball off to. You've seen Crum come in the backfield. You've seen, I believe it was Jeremiah Hahn come in the backfield. But now it's really a two backfield horse. Now Lakers are king on those two. Foley has been able to go nowhere, and Ballard has 1 yard on 2 carries other than the breakaway 65-yard run. So they're trying to find ways of designing quarterback runs, which isn't in the playbook. Engelhart isn't out there to run the ball. So when he's gone, now they're trying to design plays on the fly to get Connor Gettle his share of the carries, because he needs to be very good. He's going to have to run for 100 yards in the second half. If USA or amongst others, they're going to have to run for 100 yards in the second half to keep up with Lakers.